Hello, Symphony, and welcome to our morning devotional. Today's passage is 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 1 through 15. Verse 1. Then all the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and said, "Behold, we are your bone and flesh. In times past, when Saul was king over us, it was you who led out and brought in Israel. And the Lord said to you, 'You shall be shepherd of my people Israel, and you shall be prince over Israel.' So all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and King David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. At Hebron he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months, and at Jerusalem he reigned over all Israel and Judah 33 years. And the king and his men went to Jerusalem against the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, who said to David, 'You will not come in here.' But the blind and the lame will ward you off, thinking, 'David cannot come in here.' Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, that is, the city of David. And David said on that day, 'Whoever would strike the Jebusites, let him get up the water shaft to attack the lame and the blind, who are hated by David's soul. Therefore it is said, the blind and the lame shall not come into the house.' And David lived in the stronghold and called it the city of David. And David built the city all around from the Milo inward. And David became greater and greater, for the Lord, the God of hosts, was with him. And Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David and cedar trees, also carpenters and masons who built David a house. And David knew that the Lord had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel. And David took more concubines and wives from Jerusalem after he came from Hebron, and more sons and daughters were born to David. And these are the names of those who were born to him in Jerusalem: Shamuam, Shobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibar, Elishua, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet." Amen. In yesterday's chapter, we read how Saul's son, Ishbosheth, was murdered, leaving the throne empty. Today we see how all the tribes of Israel came to David to be anointed as king, where he finally could take the throne that God had prepared for him after all these years. When David was 15 years old, Samuel had anointed him in Bethlehem, and now here he was, 15 years later, at age 30, where he finally was anointed as king by the elders of the tribes of Israel. Imagine what David's 15 years were like. We do see quite a bit of his waiting period throughout 1 and 2 Samuel. He was chased after with his life on the line by Saul. He had opportunities to take the throne with his own will and timing. He had obstacles after obstacles. But overall, he was a man who stood firm on his reliance on God's timing for his life. He was a man who witnessed God working in and through his life. And here he is, 15 years later, finally seeing the fulfillment of his calling. One of the first things David did as king was to take over the Jebusites to establish Jerusalem as the capital city. Of course, this would be an extremely monumental city where it would later be established as a place of worship. David's long years of waiting reminds me how Jesus did not begin his public ministry until he was around 30 or so as well. So what about you? Perhaps you are in or have experienced a season of waiting on God's timing today. I know for me, I can be so impatient when I feel like God is leading me in a certain way. Even out of good intention, it's easy for me to take things into my own hands, and I try to fit the puzzle pieces into a puzzle that it doesn't even belong to. But I'm personally so encouraged by David's early years of preparation before he took on the throne, but even more so by the hidden years of Jesus. We know very little about what Jesus did or what he spent his time doing before his public ministry. But from that, we know that in the hiddenness, God is there. In your years where you may feel unseen, overlooked, or behind, know that God sees you and that you are right where God wants you to be. It is in the hidden place, in the secret place, where our character is molded and strengthened to be more and more like God. It's in this place, where no eyes of people can see, where we can grow in true intimacy with Him. As I was writing this devotional, I was so encouraged to look back at how far I've come in my faith journey. There have been moments this year where I felt stuck in my relationship with God. There have been moments where I felt hidden. I struggled with feeling underappreciated and unseen by those around me. But in the midst of that, I look back at the person that I was 15 years ago and see how far God has brought me back. So how much more will God continue to show His lavish love upon me in the next 15 years of my life? It makes me excited that it's in these seasons where God forms us and challenges us to be made more like Him. And the same goes to you who is listening today. So let's trust in the Lord. Let's acknowledge Him in all of our ways and lean not on our own understanding. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for showing us your faithfulness in the hidden years. Although we caught several glimpses of the trials and victories that David had experienced in those 15 years, I know there must have been countless moments where it was just meant to be known between you two. Lord, I pray that you would keep us in that hidden place today. Keep us in your presence. Help us to rely on you on all times and to trust in your timing and plans for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.